Yeah. Maitreya Uvacha.
Maitreya Uvacha.
Maitreya says,
Sa
Ittam Das Loka Guruna.
Loka Guruna.
By the Supreme Master of all people.
By the Supreme Master of all people.
Vishvaksenena.
Vishvaksenena.
By the Personality of Godhead.
By the Personality of Godhead.
Vishvajit. Conqueror of the world.
Conqueror of the world.
Anushashita,
Anushashita,
being ordered,
being ordered,
Adesham,
Adesham,
Sirasa,
on the head,
Jagrahe,
accepted,
Hare,
Hare,
of the Personality of Godhead.
Of the Personality of Godhead.
Translation, the great saint Maitreya continued, my dear Vidura, in this way, Maharaj Pritha, the conqueror of the entire world, accepted the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead on his head. Purport, one should accept the instruction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead by bowing down at the lotus feet of the Lord. This means that anything spoken by the Personality of Godhead should be taken as it is with great care and attention, with great respect. It is not our business to amend the words of the Supreme Personality of Godhead or make additions or alterations, as has become a custom for many so-called scholars and swamis who comment on the words of Bhagavad Gita. Here, the practical example of how to accept the instruction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is shown by Prithu Maharaj. This is the way to receive knowledge through the Parampara system. As King Indra was standing by, he became ashamed of his own activities and fell down before King Prithu to touch his lotus feet. But Prithu Maharaj immediately embraced him in great ecstasy and gave up all envy against him for his having stolen a horse and for the sacrifice. There are many cases in which a person becomes an offender to the lotus feet of Vaishnava and later becomes repentant. Here also we find that although the king of heaven Indra was so powerful that he accompanied Lord Vishnu, he felt himself a great offender for stealing Prithu Maharaja's horse that was meant for sacrifice. An offender at the lotus feet of a Vaishnava is never excused by the Supreme Personality of God, and there are many instances illustrating this fact. Ambarish Maharaj was offended by Dravasa Muni, a great sage and mystic yogi, and Dravasa also had to fall down on the lotus feet of Ambarish Maharaj. Indra decided to fall down on the lotus feet of King Prithu, but the king was so magnanimous of Vaishnava, he did not want Maharaj Indra to fall down at his feet. Instead, King Prithu immediately picked him up and embraced him, and both of them forgot all the past incidents. Both King Indra and Maharaj Prithu were envious and angry with each other, but since both of them were Vaishnavas of service of Lord Vishnu, it was their duty to adjust the cause of their envy. This is also a first-class example of cooperative behavior between Vaishnavas. In the present days, however, because people are not Vaishnavas, they fight perpetually among one another and are vanquished without finishing the mission of human life. It is a great name to propagate the Krishna conscious movement in the world, so that even though people sometimes become angry and malicious toward one another, because of their being Krishna conscious, such rivalry, competition, envy can be adjusted without difficulty. The great sage Maitreya said, my dear Vidura, in this way, Maharaj Prithu, the conqueror of the entire world, except for the instructions of the Supreme Personality, fell on his head. As King Indra was standing by, he became ashamed of his activities and fell down before King Prithu to touch his lotus feet. But Prithu Maharaj immediately embraced him in great ecstasy and gave up all envy against him for having stolen the horse and then for the sacrifice. So here we see that the conflict is finally resolved with the intervention of the Supreme Lord. So, of course, the solution of the Supreme Lord was that Indra should not do the 100th horse sacrifice and let Indra have the fame of performing those sacrifices. And this is, of course, a compromise, but Prithu Maharaj, says here, took the order on his head. In other words, he fully accepted what the Supreme Lord said and agreed to follow his order. And we see that Indra also accepted that. Of course, there was no reason why he shouldn't. But he also regretted his actions of stealing that horse and disturbing King Prithu. So it says here, became ashamed of his actions and fell down at King Prithu's lotus feet. And then Prithu raised him up and embraced him. And he also gave up his animosity towards Indra. So temporarily there was a show of animosity. Prithu sent his son to kill the intruder who had stolen the horse. So there was some animosity towards Indra there. And Indra did this not once but many times. And then, of course, the Lord intervened. And Indra also had animosity towards King Prithu. That's why he stole the horse, because he didn't want any competition with him. So he stole the horse because of his animosity. So there was a mutual animosity of these two persons. Now, at the same time, we see that they were both Vaishnavas. So it looks rather strange that the Vaishnavas should carry out such activities of fighting with each other. Generally that should not be so, because as we see here in the previous verse, the Lord talked about the wonderful qualities of the Vaishnava. He is friendly to everybody and compassionate to everybody, he's equal to everyone, he is mild, etc. So, peaceful. how is it possible that these Vaishnavas could become disturbed? How could Indra develop pride and want to have more horse sacrifices than Prithu? Why did Prithu insist on having the horse sacrifice in spite of the fact that Indra didn't want it? And therefore he sent out his son to stop Indra. So why would they have to develop such tendencies? So normally we will not see that in exalted Vaishnavas. And we see that Prithu Maharaj was a great Vaishnava, and he was actually the Shaktivesh avatar of the Lord. So actually we cannot say he had any real fault. Indra is also a post, and that post is given to qualified persons. This is a post created by the Supreme Lord and approved by the Supreme Lord. So also even Indra, that post is not something small. It has specific function in ruling the material world. So all these devatas who get these posts are also servants of the Supreme Lord, and they cannot be criticized. Nevertheless, we see here and in other instances also that they seem to commit some fault. At the same time, we also see in the scriptures that we should not criticize the Vaishnavas for these faults. Of course, on a lesser level, that is also quite true. The regular Vaishnavas may show fault, but then one should not criticize unnecessarily. It's because of a cause of offense. And the reason is that in the practice of bhakti, we go through the process of anarjana vritti, which means that gradually the anarthas of various sorts are being cleared up. So it doesn't mean that suddenly they're all disappeared at once. So the practice of bhakti will destroy those anarthas, but in the meantime, they may make some appearance now and then. So we cannot condemn a Vaishnava because of these faults which appear in the process of being dissolved. So that is why it's considered an offense to criticize those faults. So that is one way of seeing this also, that we should not criticize faults. But still, the idea is that how could they show faults at all? How can a Shaktivesh avatar show a fault? So not possible, really. So we take this as an example of the Lord's Maya. The Lord's Maya for his pastimes only. Just as Arjuna falls in illusion and doesn't fight or whatever, he's also, how can he fall in illusion? Because he's an eternal associate of the Lord. And so it's not possible. So the Lord sometimes puts the exalted devotees under some sort of illusion for his own pastimes only. So they're not actually afflicted by material gunas and ignorance. They're affected by the Lord's spiritual shakti. And the whole purpose is to carry out his pastimes. So we should not think otherwise of the animosity that Prithu and Indra had for each other. It's something which is arranged by the Supreme Lord for his pastimes. So we cannot criticize that. But we can take as an example of how to resolve the issue. So the Supreme Lord Vishnu made a compromise, and in this way both parties were satisfied. He told Prithu to not do the 100th sacrifice. That was satisfying to Indra. And then he told Prithu to carry out his duties as the king. And this is more important than doing horse sacrifices. So better he do his duty and protect the population. And you don't have to do 100 horse sacrifices to do that. So in this way he convinced him. Of course, because it was the order of the Supreme Lord, Prithu also accepted. And then we see the conduct of the two individuals. So what did they do? They gave up their animosity. In other words, it was not something which was deep-rooted. They immediately forgot about the whole incident. And they regretted what happened, and they embraced each other. So that is also the conduct of the Vaishnava, the normal Vaishnava. He should give up his animosity towards other, or his offensive mentality, or his criticism, whatever, and ask for forgiveness. This is the prescription for aparad, Vaishnava aparad. If one commits that aparad, then one has to feel repentant and ask for forgiveness from the Vaishnava. And then that way the effect of the offense disappears. And if one doesn't do that, then the effect will continue. And we cannot escape the effect. And what is the effect of that aparad? It will interfere with bhakti. And if serious Vaishnava aparad, it can destroy bhakti completely. Which means that even faith will disappear. If faith disappears, then we can no longer do bhakti. We have no impetus, no inspiration to do any bhakti anymore. So therefore, bhakti is the process of recovering from offense. But if faith is lost, then we have no means of recovering. We don't do bhakti anymore. So that's why the Vaishnava aparad is so serious, very, very serious aparad. So the solution is to regret and to apologize. And this is the way in which we can dissolve the effects of that offense. So Lord Chaitanya warned that the Vaishnava aparad is the mad elephant, and we have to be aware of that mad elephant, because an elephant can be very destructive, more than a bug or a deer or a cow. An elephant can be very destructive. In that way, the Vaishnava aparad is greater than the aparad against the Lord. So there are same aparads against the Lord, but the Vaishnava aparad is considered worse. More destructive than the same aparads. So that is why Lord Chaitanya has warned that one has to be careful of this, because it can be very destructive to bhakti. So why is it so destructive? One reason, of course, is that the Lord is affectionate towards the devotee. So he doesn't care about offense against himself, but he has more concern about the offense against his devotee. So he takes that and becomes the Lord himself actually becomes more upset by that. And the other reason is that the devotee is a normal process by which a person can develop bhakti. So if you offend the devotee, then how can we get mercy? How can we get any advancement? Because mercy is the cause of advancement. But if we offend the devotee, then we cannot get that mercy. So, and of course, not just mercy from one devotee, then all the mercy will disappear. If the Lord is upset, then he will withdraw all mercy from all devotees. So then we cannot advance because of that. So, acharyas and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore warned that this offense is very serious and we have to at all times beware of it and avoid it. So here we see that King Indra and Pritu Maharaj, they gave up their hostile attitude towards each other immediately, and then they forgave each other, and that was solved that problem.
When you are getting out of class from the devotee, you are feeling like this tea and dinner, and then you come in here, but then you become more like this. Then one devotee offended him and he got the leprosy or something.
Yeah.
When and asked the Mahaprabhu for healing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said you have to suffer more and more, and then you have to go and ask part of the
Shiva.
Yeah.
It was Devananda, Devananda Opera Banga, Vanjana place, something in Mododrumadweep or somewhere on the other side, near Navadweep somewhere. Yeah, which one? Which dweep? Opera
Vanjana.
Yeah, they go there. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Which dweep is that?
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said he had to go and ask for forgiveness for Rivas.
Yeah.
Yes, he put fishes in front of Rivas' house.
That's different. That's different. That was some tantric did that. That's Rivas Angam. He put some meat. That is, where is it?
It's Sarbal side, right?
No, no, it's on it's Navadweep side. Navadweep. Maybe it is Ritudweep? Ritudweep, somewhere on that side. It's not Ritudweep either. It's near Navadweep. It's about that side.
When
you
were going
Yeah, he said you have to get forgiveness from the devotee.
Yeah.
If the devotee forgives, fine, then I forgive. So that shows the power of the devotee also.
That is more than here, smoothly. Just entering to the
devotee.
The women, that Krishnasundara was fighting there.
Oh, that's near Devananda Gaudiya Mahaprabhu. Sridhar's. That's not Sridhar's. Is that Sridhar's not? No. Narayan Maharaj's what? Yeah, they call it Devananda because of that, I think.
When they say that, I mean, commit offense to Vaishnava, one cannot be excused. But as in, unknowingly committing some offenses, but chanting Hare Krishna, all these offenses will go.
If it's unknowing, we can't help it, so all we can do is chant.
Even the comments come up, the more they can have Krishna, they become free from
offenses. Yeah, but due to the offense, then one loses one's faith, so it becomes more difficult to chant. We have no enthusiasm for chanting because of that, so that becomes the problem also. That is why offenses, Vaishnava Paparada especially, is dangerous because of that. Well, the process of bhakti itself destroys that, but then at the same time, we also have to practice bhakti properly. If we practice bhakti properly, then all these things will disappear. Ahamkara, desires, karma, anarthas will all disappear eventually, if bhakti is practiced properly. If it's not practiced properly, then there'll be problems. So the different aparads are there, and they will also interfere. So we have 10 aparads. If any of those aparads are present, then the process slows down or maybe stops. And that gives more opportunity for aparads to arise.
And this one being the society of devotees, and none knows which soul has started what kind of devotional service. So they keep claiming that everybody is senior. how to solve this problem.
What's that?
Nobody knows which soul started doing devotional service at what time. And everybody claims that they are senior.
Well, senior is based on what? On surrender to Krishna ultimately.
Surrendering to Krishna alone is not enough. One can offend the Vaishnava.
Well, if one surrenders to Krishna, one won't offend Vaishnavas. Eh? Because if one surrenders to Krishna, then we understand, he understands that the Lord is affectionate towards the devotees, so he won't offend them. If he's really surrendered to Krishna.
So this whole surrender to Krishna will exhibit the qualities of what you have been doing yesterday. 26 qualities.
Really gradually manifest.
Committing offenses.
Yeah. Well, obviously, it means there's some problem. He's committing offenses all the time. It means he's ignorant and doesn't know the process of bhakti, that he cannot control his senses, and he has resentment against the Lord and the devotees. So there is some problem in his faith itself. Maybe he's going to commit offenses all the time.
So, as long as the anger is right.
Yeah. In other words, Lord Chaitanya's instruction is Chinara Bisani Chinat. Yeah. One has to be humbler than the blade of grass. Now if everyone is proud, how can they surrender to Krishna? It's opposite. Yeah? Surrender to Krishna is the process, that if one is proud, one cannot surrender. So then how you can do bhakti?
But if you want to follow that inhibition, it's not that mood. Now everybody thinks he has a man. Everybody thinks he has a man, that's what is that? It's not like a devotee. If everybody is approved, please be like you like it. Then there is an end, what is it? Because nobody will follow that person. If you tell approved, please do this one, please do this one. Then nobody will follow. Just in another way, you follow.
So what's the point?
Let's see, if you follow that inhibition, it's that bhakt, that mood. Okay, then what will happen?
Nobody respects. Oh, I see. Well, it means they have no respect for Vaishnavas then.
Yeah.
So maybe they don't belong in the temple.
Yeah.
They should not stay in the temple if they cannot be humble. Huh? You stay outside. Well, that's their pride, that's all. So they should not have such pride. So they expect someone to force them to do everything. Is that what they want?
No, yeah.
They want that, then?
Someone should force them, then you'll do.
Yeah.
Unless you will not do.
Yeah, then they belong to the material world, then. That's what they do in the material world. Let them work in the material world and get forced to do everything.
What are the causes of pride?
Huh? Ultimately, it's ignorance. We identify strongly with the material enjoyment and material body. That's not an offense. You just give some instructions. If you unnecessarily criticize for no unfounded reason, just to disturb people, that's an offense. If you tell them their devotional service, that's not an offense. How can that be an offense? That is because the Lord Chaitanya is merciful, that's all. In other words, he forgives even the offenders.
But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cannot talk to others if one commits offenses. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cannot tolerate when someone commits offenses to Vaishnava.
Well, he forgave Jagai and Madai, who are offending Haridas Thakur and Nityananda.
Yeah, the fellows who treated Nityananda and...
So he forgave them.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the Chakravarti.
Yeah, but then he forgave them finally. Yeah, so the Lord Chaitanya even forgives aparadis. But of course they also have to have some change in heart.
यंत्रास यशस्वी भागवत की
जय।
गुरुनाथ महाराज की
जय।
Thank you.